Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Saturday, January 22nd. It's game day, baby, as the Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the good old Calgary Flames down here at Rogers Place, hockey night in Canada, last game of the night. It's always fun when these two teams meet. Calgary was struggling a little bit, but the Edmonton, nothing like the Edmonton Oilers. Let's leave it at that. So Edmonton fighting it big time. Currently, they're in the seventh in the Pacific, which is just heartbreaking to see. Only ahead of Seattle, 38 points, 18 and 16. They've lost seven straight. They'll take on Calgary, who sits fifth in the Pacific at 18-11-6, 42 points. They've coming off a win over the Florida Panthers. In their last 10, they're 3-6-1. Coming up today, we will be joined by Connor Halley from TSN 1260, the other Connor podcast. You can connect with him on Twitter at Connor Halley. And he'll be joining us here as we'll break down the game. Let's get to some news from the day as Tyson Barrie will not play tonight. He's got a lower and upper body injury. Here's Dave Tippett.
Barrie was injured the other night. Didn't finish the game and won't play tonight. And Cass has a non-COVID illness, so questionable for tonight.
Zach Cassian, the one guy that is physical, doesn't play physical this year, but can you miss something that's not really there? Like, we like the idea of Cassian being physical, but he hasn't shown it since that new contract. So he is also out tonight. So these were the lines the Oilers were throwing out there. Brandon Perlini with Connor McDavid and Kyler Yamamoto. Fogle with Draisaitl and Puljujarvi. Benson McLeod and Kyle Turris. Ugh. And then Shore, Derek Ryan, and Colton Sevier. Defensively, Nurse with Bouchard, Keith with CeCe, Russell with Cuckoo. Yikes. And your boy, everyone's boy, Mikko Koskinen in net. Stuart Skinner was on the ice, did clear protocol, but he will only back up tonight as Dave Tippett. Here's Dave Tippett on Stuart Skinner.
He passed his test yesterday, so he was able to join the group, and he'll back up tonight. It's the first time on the ice in 6 days, where he'll back up tonight.
Yeah, so, I understand it. I get why Koskinen is getting a start, because, Dave Tippett just said it there. Skinner hasn't done anything in 6 days. I get why you're going with a guy that just played. Do I like it? No. I mean, these guys are pros. They're fit as you know what. He got the morning skate in. I probably still would have rolled with Skinner, but you know how Dave Tippett is, and he likes his vets, and he's hoping Mikko can bounce back. I highly doubt it, because we've seen Mikko enough, and he's been terrible. And there's no other way to sugarcoat it. So I don't know how you feel about that, but Skinner will back up. And I think the only reason is because he was out for 6 days. So I don't think it's because he's like, Koskinen wants to bounce back. Let's see if he can redeem himself, because come on, we've seen enough. So Mikko will get the start. No Cassian, no Barrie. Kyle Turris draws in, and this lineup keeps taking lumps. I will say this, so enough with the excuses. I know Nuge is out. I know Hyman's out. I know Cassian and Barrie are out tonight. I know Mike Smith's out, but enough. Enough is enough. Every team's in stretches this season has missed quality players, top players, defensemen, goaltender, due to COVID, due to injuries, and they found a way to win games. Have some teams struggled? Of course they have. But there's no more excuses for the Edmonton Oilers. No more excuses. Just go out there and win this Calgary. This is according to Calgary media on Twitter. Projected lineup for today: Gaudreau, Lindholm, Tkachuk, Mangiapane, Backlund, and Coleman. Lucic with Sean Monahan and Dylan Dubé. Trevor Lewis with Brad Richardson and Brett Ricci. Defensively, Hanifin with Anderson. Shillington with Tanev and Zadorov with Gudbranson. And Jacob Markstrom expected to get the start in net. This is a physical team playing some good hot. Well, not as of late, but they played really good against the Florida Panthers. Goudreau is having a great year. Kachuk's having a great year. A decor that I thought was going to struggle mightily has been really good, and Markstrom's been outstanding for the Calgary Flames this season. This is going to be a tough game. I think I look at this lineup, I won't talk to Connor about it, like, holy smokes, there's no physicality on the Oilers. Like, I look at Darnell Nurse, who's not overly physical. He's tough, but he's not overly physical. I mean, Bouchard's not physical. Keith's not physical. CeCe's not physical. Russell's not physical. Cuckoo's not physical. And then you look up front, holy smokes. Like, I mean, Benson is your most physical guy? That's just sad. I mean, people want to say Sevier, but Sevier's not physical. I mean, Draisaitl can be, but do you really want him? I mean, I guess everybody needs to just get out of their element and play physical, but holy crap, is this team in trouble tonight in the physicality department? If I'm looking at Tyler Benson as your guy leading the charge in that department ahead of tonight's game. So get to all of this. We'll get to, Barry Cassian not playing tonight, Koskinen getting the start. What happens if they lose? Are we going to have a lot of news tomorrow, a lot of changes? We'll wait and see. I mean, does one win is good. It's good for the players. It's good for the fan base. Good for the soul. But one win doesn't change much. Let's be honest here. You got to go on a roll here. So it'll be good for the weekend to finish it off and be like, yes, they finally won and they beat their biggest rival. But one win doesn't do a lot, but a loss might do a lot to this team. So wait and see what happens tonight. But let's get to Connor Halley on this Saturday, as I don't want to take too much of his time. It's his day off, so he's got to do pre and post. So we'll bring in the call, man, coming up next here on the Locked On Oilers podcast as we tee up Flames and Oilers. Thanks for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. As then I welcome in Connor Halley from the Jason Gregory Show and the Other Connor podcast. Connor, my man, a big game tonight. We got some lineup notes and all that, but first off, how you doing, man? How's your weekend so far?
Good afternoon, Hernan. It's going pretty well. Had a couple cups of coffee, watched some soccer this morning.
Southampton, Man City, or what?
Yeah. What happened to Man City there? I mean, I know they had opportunities late, but couldn't get it done. Watched a little hockey too. The Sabres getting past. Well, I mean, I think it's 5-2 now over the Flyers. So struggles continuing in Philadelphia after they made a coaching change. Oh. So the coaching change doesn't always work, Hernan.
No, it doesn't. And let's get to it. I mean, it was announced today and we heard it in the opening segment. No Tyson Berry, upper and lower body injury, according to Dave Tippett. And then Zach Cassian also out. I guess they said he'll be a game time decision. Other media are saying he's out tonight. Regardless, what do you make of these two players not playing? I also said it in the opening. I don't think it's like Tyson Berry is what he is. I think he's having he's had his struggles this season more than he did last year. He's not really producing a lot. He's not, he doesn't defend well. We all knew that coming in. So I don't know if he's going to be a big miss. And then Cassian, I think we love the idea of what Cassian can bring, but he hasn't brought it in a while. So what do you make of these two guys not playing tonight?
Yeah, I mean, with Bouchard, or sorry, Barry, they're kind of like mysterious, hey, upper and lower. I know we saw him leave last game, so maybe not the biggest surprise that he's not out there today, but I like that upper and lower body injuries. Not good for him, but an interesting way to describe it. I hope he's doing okay. But for me, I mean, I look at it, when you get that top unit power play out there, obviously Barry is a guy who got a lot of looks with that. So, maybe this is an opportunity for Evan Bouchard to get out there. I know Darnell Nurse gets some time with the first in the power play, but I'd love to see Evan Bouchard get out there as well. A guy who's got a heavy shot, patient on the line. I'd like to get him out there and playing with a little more confidence, because I think in the past, guys get out there, especially with McDavid, and it's a lot of get it to him. When the looks are there. So if he does get out there, I'd love to see Bouchard take those opportunities, obviously, but he'll be on the top pairing there with Darnell Nurse. So, that's something to watch out for, that third pairing of Cuckoo and Russell. That could be adventurous at times. So we'll see what happens there. And you're right. I mean, Zach Cassian, this to me is the game where you think this is where he'd be perfect. You're going up against Matthew Tkachuk, a guy who we know likes to shake stuff up and play on the edge, has in the past taken runs at Cassian. So a game where you're thinking, man, he might be able to get fired up for this one and be good to go. He's going to want to be out there, but not on the ice of practice this morning, Hernan. I think for this one, it could be a bit of a loss. Like, we know it's inconsistent with him and the scoring touch hasn't been there for him at a consistent basis at all. But man, you'd still like to have that guy, that the toughness out there that he can provide in a game. Battle of Alberta. We know that the Calgary Flames can play that style. They've got the players that can do it. Milan Lucic obviously coming back to Edmonton with fans in the rink. You think he'll be a little fired up for this one as well. So maybe he'll be running around a little bit. I think Cassian, if he can't go, that is a bit of a loss for the Oilers tonight.
Well, he's a better option than Kyle Turris. And then no disrespect, but he just is. And both players haven't done much, but he has that element that when he's on, he can bring it out. Because you brought up a good point. Calgary's a very physical team. Johnny Gaudreau's having an outstanding season, as is Tkachuk. And I look at this Oiler lineup, and outside of Darnell Nurse, who Darnell Nurse is not overly a physical defenseman, right? Like he's not a bruising defenseman. We think he is, but he's not. He's tough. We know that. And he can fight and he's a good scrapper, but he doesn't do that often because he's so important to the Oilers, but he's not an overly physical defenseman. So I look at this lineup up front. Ugh, like there's no physicality there. I look at the back end outside of Nurse to a certain extent, not a little physicality. I think the Oilers might be in huge trouble tonight.
Yeah, man. And you know, you talk about,
the physicality. Yeah.
The Oilers have guys who, in my opinion, you know, defensively won't back down, right? Like Darnell Nurse. He's not going to run around and hit guys. He's kind of focused on playing, you know, 25 minutes of defense tonight. So he just can't be doing that kind of stuff, but he's not going to back down, you know, in those net front battles. That's kind of, I think, where he's great to play against. He's great in the corners. He's nasty. I think Duncan Keith on the second pairing can do the same thing. I don't think Cody Ceci is a guy who's going to shy away from that. Chris Russell as well, but there are limitations, right? You know, being someone who's not going to back away and somebody who actually loves to do that and thrives off it, I think are different things. So you're right in the physicality aspect. I don't think that's a game the Oilers really want to get into tonight against this Calgary team. They've kind of stuck by it too, right? Since Sutter got there, they're like, we're going to play this style. And you know, truculence was the phrase that was thrown around a couple of years ago. And you know, they can play that style of hockey, but I don't think the Oilers want that, right? Like, I think the Oilers maybe want that running gun style with McDavid and Drysdale up front there. Make it more of a skill game if they can. That being said, for the Oilers, the skill drops off pretty quick after those top two lines. But when those guys are out there, yeah, it's you can't be worrying about playing that physical brand of hockey. I don't even know what the Oilers' focus is going into this one, Hernan. Like, coming off that game against the Panthers, like the first period they played so good. Bobrovsky, you know, huge X factor in that game, didn't let anything through, and then they fell apart in the second period and third period. Yesterday we heard about the optional skate. Like, I'm really intrigued about what's going to happen with this Oilers team tonight and how they're going to come out and perform against a group that, I mean, the rivalry's there, but we haven't seen them in so long, right? Like, this isn't last year. This isn't the Mike Smith, the Cam Talbot fight year with the turtle and everything. Like, I wonder how much of that animosity is still going to be there.
The identity of the Oilers is not physical. Like, Ken Holland didn't build a physical team. I really don't know what their identity is in these 7 weeks, but I'm looking at the lineup and I look at Benson and Nurse as the top two guys to lead the charge in the physical department. And that's just sad. Like, I'm looking at Tyler Benson, Connor, to lead the charge for the Edmonton Oilers when it comes to physicality. So we'll see what happens there, but it's a little concerning. This lineup's a little concerning for me, but it's going to be definitely an interesting night. Connor Halley here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Listen, Mikko Koskinen is going to get the start by default. Stuart Skinner was on the ice. He did clear protocols, but Dave Tippett also said he hasn't done anything in 6 days. So I understand why they're going with Koskinen. And I know the fan base on Twitter is going crazy right now. Like, who cares? Play Skinner. I understand why they're going with Koskinen. I don't like it because he's not a very good goaltender. And I still think Skinner on 6 days of doing nothing is a better option. But I do get it. Are you with me in this? Like, I understand why Tippett's going with a guy who's just played.
Yeah. I mean, Hernan, to me, it's Coach Dave Tippett's kind of his MO, right? Like, he's going to go with a veteran. And he likes to give guys a chance to respond after a tough performance. So for me, 100%, there's no surprise that he's going with Mikko Koskinen in this one. Now, I'm gonna say I agree with you 100%. I don't like it. I mean, he doesn't make that big save when you need it. And like, I just mentioned the game on Thursday night, and maybe this was the last time I'll reference it because it was so bad and probably ticks off Oilers fans, but like, their goalie kept him in the game. When's the last time Mikko Koskinen kept the Oilers in a game and, you know, did his job and made a save that, you know, was huge and was a game changer for them? Like, he just doesn't do that. That's not what he's going to be. It's not what he's ever been. And, you know, to expect it out of him, I think, is just kind of wishful thinking. For Stuart Skinner, you know, to me, it's like 6 days off not ideal, 100%. I get that. But he played a lot before that, right? He was with the Bakersfield Condors. He had a lot of game action.
And these, you know, and they're fit, Connor. It's not like these guys are like us. Well, you're probably in better shape than I am. I shouldn't say that to you, but you know what I mean. And listen, I get it, because he doesn't want to play a guy who hasn't done anything in 6 days. But I don't buy that. Oh, he wants to give his veteran an opportunity to bounce back. We've seen Koskinen off, Connor, at least for me, where it's like, you don't deserve a second opportunity. I think he's just playing because Skinner has been inactive for 6 days.
Well, I mean, that could be it. But like, what do you think Stuart Skinner was doing? I mean, I don't think he was laying in bed sick this whole time. Like, from what we've heard from a lot of these other players, like, it's a couple of days and then, you know, you feel back to normal. I mean, I'm sure he was on the bike, staying active, doing whatever he could, staying prepared. Maybe there was some film work being sent his way that he had to watch or things like that. Like, to me, it seems like, you know, after a day on the ice, you'd be ready to go. And obviously he's dressing, so he could be thrust into action the way Mikko Koskinen has been playing as of late. But I don't know if it's as much with Mikko Koskinen, but we've seen it a lot with Mike Smith, right? Like, bad game, people in the fan base wanting to see Mikko Koskinen, or maybe it's Stuart Skinner, get the start, and he goes back with Mike Smith, and things tend to work out. So I think he does have that tendency to try to reward his veterans. But 100%, the 6 days off for Stuart Skinner, being away from the team, that's got to play a role in it for sure too.
Thanks for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. Now make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Leach Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. So we'll see if the Big Fin can at least keep it under three, man. Like, I don't even know where to go with this. Connor, where do you think Oiler fans, because it's been, and you know, I was listening to you guys on, what was it, Thursday? Was it Thursday night? Yeah. And I remember one caller called and he just sounded so like defeated. And he's like, I'm not even angry, I'm just sad. And I think that's where Oiler fans are heading with this. Like, it's ridiculous that this team is in this spot in year seven of Connor McDavid, but it is what it is. There's a lot of season left. You can turn this around hopefully soon. But where do you think the Oilers are today? Everybody wants Holland fired. Everyone wants Tippett fired. Everyone wants to trade for a goaltender. This might be a stupid question, I don't know, but do you think Oilers fans want a win tonight, or they want chaos, like a loss and then changes? Because I say it might be a stupid question, but I also think it's a legit question, because I think the majority of the fan base here wants changes, and a win tonight is not going to lead to that.
Hernan, can you use questionable language on this podcast?
Of course you can.
They're a shit show right now. Like, honestly, there's just so much wrong with this team. And you're right. Like, and one of the things I love about the NHL, you just got to get into the tournament, right? Like, so if the Oilers can turn it around and finish, you know, 7 or 8 seed, you've got McDavid and Drysdale, like the two of the top players in the world, anything can happen. So they just got to focus on turning it around, and it probably won't be quick. I don't think it's going to be like a bang, bang thing. Tonight they win and then they go on a run. That'd be amazing if it happened. But the state of the Oilers fans right now, honestly, I feel bad. You mentioned that caller that we had. It was like just a defeated person. You know, the Oilers, like you said, year seven with Connor McDavid, you've got Leon Draisaitl. This shouldn't be happening. The team should not be this bad. You have two of the best players in the world who, you know, it took deals like Leon Draisaitl's deal, outstanding for the team. Connor McDavid, yeah, it's high, but he could have taken more. And the incompetence from this organization to not figure out the rest of this stuff. And I know the city of Edmonton maybe not be marquee, like some players might prefer to play, you know, in California, in Florida. The two Florida teams right now, absolutely outstanding. But you've got two of the top players in the world, and, you know, you're not finding guys that want to be here that can fill in around them. Ken Holland has had a couple of years to try to fix this goaltending problem. And I know that he inherited Mikko Koskinen's contract, so we can't necessarily throw that one in his face. But, you know, being unable to get a goaltender that can lead this team into playoffs and give them confidence, there's a failure there, which I don't think should be the case. You know, the Ken Holland deal for Duncan Keith, we've talked about that one to death, but like, man, you couldn't get Chicago to retain any of that salary. Like, how big would that be right now for this team if they're trying to make a trade? Or, you know, the draft picks that they give away for Athanasiu. I mean, there's just stuff that that has really hurt this team, the moves that Ken Holland has made. And, you know, right now it's not working. At the start of the year when they played really well and, you know, had a lot of things going their way when it came to back-to-back teams playing and, you know, getting the backups and other teams having injuries, we thought, oh, this is, it worked out well. And Ken Holland built a winner, but it's just gone downhill so fast. And, you know, when he comes out and says that he doesn't want to trade away prospects or players, and mm-hmm. you just have to wonder, how are they going to turn this thing around? Like, what is it going to be? Because you watch the games, I watch the games. Like, it just seems like they lose interest so quick. They get one or two goals against them and they fade away. And, you know, they're not tough to play against. They're not disruptive. There's flybys. There's not hitting. You said it earlier on in this podcast, this conversation, like, the physical game is not their style. So what is their style? Like, what is the identity mm-hmm. of this hockey team? And, you know, early on in the year, you know what it was? It was power plays and let the two best players in the world carry you. And right now it's not working. You know, teams have figured them out. If you can slow down the top two, the rest of this Oilers team is not good enough to beat you. So I really don't even know what to say about this team right now. It's extremely frustrating. I feel so bad for the fans because they've been so loyal. They've, you know, continued to support this team. And, you know, year 7 of Connor McDavid, I think a lot of people thought they'd have a cup by now, right? Like, you mm-hmm. were lucky enough to get this generational talent, is maybe the most skilled player ever to play the game. And, you know, you have what, one playoff round win to show for it? It's unacceptable. I think the organization has let him down, to be totally honest with you, Hernan.
No, I'm with you. I think it's just a team built poorly. Like, he brought it. Yeah, he spent a lot of money, brought in a lot of players, but I mean, just not enough impact players, like players that are NHLers, but are they play in the bottom of your lineup and don't really make an impact night to night. So I think Kenny Holland has a lot of fault here. But that's why I asked, like, do you think Oilers fans want to win, or do you want chaos?
I never answered your question, did I?
No, and that's, maybe you don't have an answer, Connor, because I'll be honest, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if I want them to win or why I want changes, because we're seeing what's happening in Philadelphia. Like, they changed their coach and they've gotten worse. I think they're going to drop their 11th straight today, if I'm not mistaken. But like, Connor, like, if you don't have an answer, that's fine. But like, it's like, just what do you think?
You know what? I felt like I was Michael Scott. Like, sometimes I'll just start a sentence and I don't know where I'm going. And that was
I do that all the time, buddy.
I was like, geez, I did not answer your question there. And you're right. Flyers down 6-2 to the Buffalo Sabres, who, you know, a lot of us thought wouldn't win a game, but they're fighting despite the lack of talent on that team. Something the Oilers could definitely look at. You know what, Hernan? I think they, I don't know. I can't speak for the fan base because I've had disagreements with many of them in the past. I think a win would be good for this team. You know, like, another loss, maybe that's the final one that makes a decision have to come down. I know, you know, we've had discussions behind the scenes, like, we got to be prepared for that in our business in case it happens tonight or it happens tomorrow. You know, there's plans, like, we got to rush into the building and go live because that is a definite possibility.
And chaos is good for radio, right? Like,
it's good for us. Like, you know, there's a thin balance. You know, when the Oilers are really good, we, you know, some people don't tune into the post-game shows. When they're really bad, they don't tend to tune in, but when it's trending in one of those directions, people get excited or really ticked off and want to, you know, talk about it. So like I said, good for us, but I just think a win, you know, you got to get back to winning hockey games. And just because there is no guarantee that a coaching change would spur things on, and it worked out great for the Vancouver Canucks. I'm not going to deny that at all. Bruce Boudreau came in and he's a proven NHL head coach who's won in the past, right? So he was able to turn that team around. In Philadelphia, like you said, hasn't worked out that well, and going to lose their 11th straight. I think they're the only team to have two separate 10-game losing streaks. Like, it's really bad in Philadelphia right now. So to me, you know, you make that coaching change, does your goaltending improve? Probably not. Does the personnel get better? No, it doesn't. You still got the same guys. Systems could change. Systems could improve. Maybe, you know, there's less mistakes on defense. That could be a positive outcome that could come from it. So to me, I don't know. I think if it was going to happen, it probably would have. Big loss to your divisional rival or provincial rival, maybe that could be the thing that does make it happen. But I'm just hoping for a win tonight and they get those things going. A win tonight, maybe you start to get healthy with Hyman and Nugent Hopkins and Cassian and Mike Smith, and maybe things start to turn around after a big win tonight. So I think the fans always want to win, but maybe they'll take some comfort that if a loss were to occur, maybe it could make some changes. And I want to ask you, like, because if the change does happen, I asked Gregor and Strutty yesterday, who do you think would be the best head coach? And I know a lot of people say Jay Woodcroft. There's issues that could come of that. They both said Glenn Gullickson. So it wouldn't be an outside hire, they think.
I said the same thing yesterday on my podcast. I talked about all the options for coaching. And it just I just think because Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, so let's say it doesn't work out when the new coach comes in and then you're looking for another coach again. And these guys are frustrated. They're probably very close to asking out, probably not this year, but very soon. I think it's far too important that the next hire, they have to get it right. That I don't think Woodcroft bringing him up on an interim basis is smart, because then you lose him for your AHL team. You're not giving out a deal out to a new head coach, because you got to talk to your leaders and you got to be like, is this going to work? What if it doesn't work? Then you're looking for another head coach in year 8 and 9 of Connor McDavid. So I think it's the most logical is that I think they bring up Dave Manson, keep Woodcroft in the AHL. They fire Playfair and Tippett. And then it's Gullickson with Wiseman and Dave Manson for the rest of the season. And hopefully they can spark the team. I just don't see how you can go out and get you're a new coach right now in these times, because it's almost like panicking, right? Like you're in a bad situation and it's not the time to make the hire, because you have to get it right. Have to get it right.
Hernan, I wonder how many coaches, you know, look at this Oilers job and think like, okay, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, like three guys can play center. They got Hyman, they got Jesse Puljujarvi, Dylan Holloway coming up here, you know, Ryan McLeod, Rafa Lavoie, like defensively overpaid, but as a player, you got Darnell Nurse, Bouchard, you know,
but Broberg. But here we think it's great, but other teams might look at Bouchard and be like, meh. I mean, Darnell Nurse is not a true number one. I mean, Lavoie is we talk up Lavoie, but he might not be big in other circles. So I get the McDavid, Draisaitl, and I would even put Nuge in that case. But you also look, there's no goaltending. This team can't figure it out in year 7 of Connor McDavid. Their defense is not very good. Their secondary scoring is not very good. I think it's enticing enough because you have Connor and Leon, but I think you come in and you're like, holy crap, do they need to improve this team?
But I think that, you know, you look at the players on this team, and you're right. Like, there's some guys I'm sure that a coach would look at and just shake their head like, no, don't need that guy. But I think there is a lot of enticement around this team. Like, if you're a confident coach, you're probably like, I can make this work. And I'm sure, you know, Dave Tippett probably thought the exact same thing too. But, you know, I still think this job, if it opens up in the offseason, I think there'll be a lot of candidates and, you know, good coaches out there that might want to work with this team. Like, thinking, I can be the guy to turn this around. I know, I feel like anytime you have a conversation, somebody mentions the name Paul Maurice. I don't know when he wants to come back to the NHL, but I mean, I just think that, you know, anytime a player or a coach can have the opportunity to coach a team with McDavid and Draisaitl, and, you know, if you're confident in your ability, you got to think that would be one heck of a job. Like, I can be the guy to fix this. So, you know, I think in the offseason, you're going to make that change. I mean, Dave Tippett is not under contract. So I think Ken Holland 100% has to, you know, do his research and see what happens if a change isn't made before that. But I agree with you. Like, you make too many changes. I mean, if you were to bring up Jay Woodcroft and let's say it doesn't work out, well, you lost probably the best AHL coach you've had ever, like when it comes to developing as well as keeping them competitive. I know who was the guy they brought up, Todd Nelson, right? I know a lot of Oilers fans liked him, but I think Jay Woodcroft has done a much better job when it comes to overall development with these guys. And also part of that's probably Ken Holland being very patient and wanting guys to over-ripen. But to me, Jay Woodcroft is a guy you don't want to lose. Like, you want to keep him in your organization as long as you can. If it is the head coach one day, great. But you want to keep him with the Oilers organization.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I guess tonight at around 10:40-ish, we'll know if to expect chaos or not. But I'm not going to ask you predictions because I think we both want this team to win, but we don't know just because of how they've been playing lately. Connor, thanks so much. Oh, I wouldn't take the Oilers. I'll tell you that. They're just far too risky right now. Like, I don't know. I never know what to expect from them.
Do you guys have a gambling site partner for a long
time? Yeah, we do. It's BetOnline. BetOnline. I haven't checked it though. Yeah, BetOnline.ag. So I don't know. I usually don't bet on the Oilers, so I don't know. I mean, Calgary is probably an extreme favorite, and you're not going to make any money, but you could put some down on the Oilers and hope they win. So we'll see what happens.
-122.
Yeah, that's not wow.
You know what? The Panthers. The Panthers were -106. I had a lot of people telling me like, "This is guaranteed money. You got to get in on this one." So maybe betting against the Oilers is a way to kind of balance it out. If they win, they win. If they lose, you get some money.
Yeah, no doubt. Right, buddy. Well, enjoy the game, and we'll see what happens tonight. Connor, thanks so much for taking the time.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me on.
That was Connor Halley from the Jason Gregor Show on TSN 1216, the two guys and a goal, not the two guys, the other Connor podcast. Let's wrap this one up. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of a pregame teaser. We got a little off track there talking about a coaching change that might happen if they lose tonight. But what do you think of the game tonight? What is your prediction? Do you think the Oilers can get back in the win column? Because if not, oh boy, it's going to get ugly. So no Barry, no Cassian tonight. Skinner will back up. Mikko Koskinen gets to start. Looks like Kyle Turris will draw in. Very worrisome lineup for the Edmonton Oilers tonight. But Calgary brings the best out of them, and hopefully they can have a pulse and some tempo tonight and pick up a W, because the Oilers fans are desperate for anything positive from this team. Hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my producer Juanito in the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petrolitos. Enjoy the game tonight. See what happens. Enjoy the rest of your weekend as well. Enjoy the NFL playoff action. Much love to everyone out there. Stay safe. Enjoy the weather outside, and we'll chat. We'll chat maybe tomorrow to see if all hell breaks loose. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Ciao.